What's up, y'all? My name is Quentin Hyde, and welcome back to another episode of the Quentin Hyde Podcast. Applause button! Wrong, but that was not on purpose. There we go. Heck yeah. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about what it's like to have autism when you are a creator. Not only am I a creator, but I'm also a full-time creator. This is my job. This is my passion. I have absolutely nothing else in my life that I look forward to. So, that's so sad. I didn't want to put it like that, but I guess it's true. Not in a sad way, though. I'm super happy. But not a lot of people know that, or like, I mean, I bring it up occasionally, but I don't want to make it like my whole personality, that I do have an autism diagnosis. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I asked in the Discord, great Discord, by the way, definitely join it, what people wanted to hear anything about. And y'all said, I'd love to hear, like, what's it like, you know, being a creator with autism? Like, does that affect anything? How does it make you different? So I made some notes, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So first and foremost, I want to say that I have an actual diagnosis, but also not anymore, because here in the Netherlands, I got an actual diagnosis from like experts and doctors, you know, all that when I was a kid. But here in the country, in the Netherlands, when you turn 18, your diagnosis goes away. And they asked me, like, hey, do you want your diagnosis again? Like, we'd have to re-diagnose you and, like, do all the tests again and stuff. And I just went, like, no. Like, why would I? Like, I know that I got it. Like, it doesn't go away. But it makes my life significantly easier not having that on my thing anymore. Because it's like, for example, like, they could even, for example, I don't have a driver's license, right? But imagine I get a driver's license. They might even take significantly longer for them to give me my driver's license, because they have to get like an expert on autism and driving. And even though I don't need that, because they just kind of put everything in the same box. So I'm telling you this because so you know that I do have autism, like, and I'm not just making this up because I did a BuzzFeed test. But at the same time, I don't have the diagnosis anymore, if that makes sense, but it just doesn't go away. Does that make sense? I really hope it does. I think it's also important to know that to me, it's really not that bad. Like, having autism, it doesn't... A lot of people are like, oh, you suffer from autism? No, I don't suffer, dude. I feel fine. Like, some things obviously make it a little bit more tricky, but overall... Oh my God, what? Okay, so I'm sitting across from a window. You don't see that, but that window, that we're like, there's some birds there. For people that don't know, I'm in the Many Creators space, right? That's, like, my management, and that's where I record these things. I'm actually alone there right now. Like, I'm manning the whole fort by myself on a early to Sunday morning in, like, one of the most beautiful places in Amsterdam. But I'm pretty sure I can tell you where it is because, well, they don't want just random people showing up. And surprisingly, some people would actually do that. Like, trust me when I tell you some people would. But it's like the most pretty place you can imagine. And I just looked out of the window and I saw some really cool birds. Anyway, it's not that bad for me. Like, I never say I suffer from autism or something, because I don't suffer, dude. I'm feeling fine. Also, if you feel like the audio is significantly better, some of my lovely, lovely friends, teammates, technical advisors, you know, all of them, they're all in one. They told me that we've been using the microphones wrong. So now I'm actually talking into the piece that you have to talk into instead of this side. And I'm sorry, I wasn't the only one who did it wrong. Everyone was using the wrong, not just me. And it makes sense because they are shaped in a way that it feels like you have to talk into like the side. But anyway, so an interesting thing about the autism that I have is that it's most likely inheritable to a certain degree, because not only do I have it, but also my mom, my sister, they have diagnoses. I think it's diagnoses. I'm pretty sure some of my cousins, my brother has it too. My grandpa doesn't have a diagnosis, but it's like, you know, you just kind of know at some point. So it's like, we all have it all just like slightly differently. For me, it's a lot different, for example, than from my mom. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later. So what people think autism is like, a lot of people just think everyone who has autism is like suffering and all that. Something that pisses me off, may I add, is people that speak for like people with autism on Twitter. God, is Twitter getting shite over time. Horrible. But like, I go on there and there'll be someone like, actually, autistic people think like this. And I'll be like, oh, I don't think that's true, actually. Like, not definitely not all of them. And they're like, oh, and do you know? You freaking ableist? You've been like, oh, whoa. First off, I just shared my opinion. That's not inherently and immediately ableist. Second off, I actually have it myself. And then all of a sudden they act like I'm God or something. They like go back and like, oh, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. You are so brave. Ooh. I don't ever say that. Don't ever say that. That's the worst thing. I hate being called brave because it's like, what makes me brave? I was born, my brain works differently from yours, and that's super brave. Shut up, please. Please, by all means, don't ever do that. It pisses me off to infinity. What makes me brave for existing? Especially since I don't suffer from pretty much anything. Why am I brave? And also, why can't I, I don't know, I hate it. I hate it so much. Twitter pisses me off. Like, the Twitter PC police, because they actually, like, they kill the actually, like, important politically correct things. Like, stuff like, I don't know, just consider autistic people as humans or something. And then they're like, well, actually, autistic people don't want you to blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, shut up. Please shut up. And don't call me brave. Oh, I feel like, okay, the sun changed. For the people that watch the video, I'm overexposed as heck, but I can't be asked to reach out there because it's very far away. So, yeah, me and my family, we're all, like, very different from each other. Like, for me, for example, I hyperfixate and hyperobsess. I don't know if you knew this, but for me, that's creating content, doing this. This is the only thing I enjoy, and I allocate, like, 90% of my headspace to doing exactly this. Whereas, for example, my mom doesn't really have that, but she's incredibly, like, organized. Like, everything has to be, like, super specifically organized, and my sister has it differently, too, like, more of, like, an anxious way. Like, we're all in it, like, doing it in a very, we're all just doing it different, you know? We're all just, we're all just YOLOing it. We're all just crazy, quirky. Yeah, no, for me, like, the thing is, for me, what I date it as is, or, like, what I describe it as, it's more like, I'm born with putting more energy into, like, the cognition part of my brain instead of the emotional part of my brain. Like, a lot of people, they're born with, like, a solid 50-50 split, right? If that makes sense. Like, they are born to understand human emotions and care about those quite a bit. And at the same time, they are born to understand things like logic, analysis, you know, learning things. Whereas for me, my brain just kind of went like, nah, we're just taking a whole bunch of power out of like that emotional side and putting that in the other one. Meaning that I didn't learn like human emotion and social things automatically, but I had to really double down on learning that. Like an example for that is, I would never say please and thank you as a child. And my mom would be like, you were just handed something. You got to say thanks. I would just be like, why? She's like, well, that's the norm. I'm like, well, that's a stupid norm. Because technically, like, imagine I forget that. That automatically means I'm rude. So if we all just collectively decide to not do that anymore, you can never accidentally be rude, right? And I actually still stand by that. It makes sense. But, and she was just like, no, that's not how that works. That's just simply not how that works. And that's actually a thing that a lot of people, I see them not do that right now with, oh, I hate this word so much. I hate the word neurodivergent people is someone who has like autism. They just do something differently and inherently quote unquote wrong. Cause it's like, this is gonna not benefit them in society. This is gonna like be an issue for them over time. And the people are like, oh no, just let them they have autism. No, like learn, like teach them things. Let them learn, let them fix things. Like, because you're gonna, I function in society perfectly now because everything that I didn't understand about society and human emotions, and I, you know, sometimes it's still a little bit hard, I got taught by my mom or like by, well, mainly my mom, to be fair. But, and if you stop doing that, you're just, I'm sorry, this really pisses me off because you're gonna, people throw everything on like, oh, trying to fix things, that's ableist and therefore bad. Sometimes it's called care, it's healthcare. That's like me being like, yo, I'm super sick as hell. Please give me like, I don't know, like a shot or something to make me better. And they're like, nah, you see, I feel like that's a bit rude. Like, you're perfect the way you are. I'm not saying you're, what the hell is that? Oh, please don't be a bee. Oh, there's a thing here and it's flying and I'm terrified of most flying things. Oh no, it's a fly. Don't worry. Oh no, I had a really good tangent right now and I ruined it. The fly ruined it. But no, yeah, I'm just like wanting to fix certain things doesn't mean that a person is bad or you think a person is bad. Now saying like all autism needs to be resolved immediately because if you have it, you're not a right person. That's not good. Like I'm not saying that, but I'm saying guide someone into functioning in society better because you're never going to get out of society if that makes sense, right? Like I function and I love my life. I genuinely love living, But imagine if I didn't get anything that anyone meant at any point, like I did as a kid, simply because people would say, like, nah, don't teach him that stuff. That's mean. Just let him be who he is. No. Please help people. Helping is good. That's like not getting a wheelchair ramp for your thing because it's like, yeah, it's a bit rude to just... No, I killed that analogy. No, that makes no sense. You're trying to get my analogy, right? Like a wheelchair ramp, that's cool because it makes it more accessible for people who can't walk and are in a wheelchair, like a wheelchair to get in. And not having that is like not good. So help people. God, that was the worst analogy I've ever done in my life. But I've noticed everyone who listens to this, and I'm not sucking up, is really smart and understands what I'm talking about. So I'm so glad that you've gotten to the point where you can understand my rambling. So things for me too, like I'm not kind of be talking about me specifically a little bit, is sarcasm is sometimes a little bit tricky. I'm in these different states of minds where sometimes it makes like a 1,000,000% sense for me. Like someone will be sarcastic, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But sometimes someone will be sarcastic and I'll really have like difficulty being like, okay, I'm not sure if you mean it or not. Like you really need to put it on there. Like for example, I remember this one time someone said they loved homework. But they didn't say like for me, it makes sense if you go like, oh, I love homework. Like then I'm like, oh, that's sarcastic. That makes no sense. But if someone's like, oh yeah, no, I love homework. Love it so much. Then I'm like, do you actually like homework? I don't know. You don't, because it doesn't really seem logical to, was that sarcastic? And you know, people know, I hit my funny bone. A lot of people are like very logical about it. Like they know me. They're like, oh yeah, that was sarcastic. I'm like, oh, thanks. So I don't really like have any issues with that most of the time because I can just ask and people are just fine with it. Surprisingly, the thing that they do on Twitter where they do /S, the series, right? Or slash like joke or something. I don't know why, but I strongly dislike it because it feels patronizing to me. Like someone will make a really obvious joke and then go, hey, this was a joke, by the way. And I know that it's not all specifically meant for me, right? Like, I understand that there's more people in the world. But when I look at that, I'm like, yeah, I'm not stupid. I know when you're serious, when you say stuff like, I've had a terrible, terrible day. I'm so sad. And you're like, I'm serious, by the way. I'm like, yeah, I assumed you were. I don't know why it pisses me off to the extent that it does, because it's quite harmless. But I don't know. I think it's because when I was like in high school, sometimes people would do that too. Like, I scored top of class on pretty much everything because, you know, cognition, all that. But then the moment a teacher would find out that I had an autism label, they'd be like, hey, buddy, how are you keeping up? How you feeling? I'm like, dude, I'm the same guy who aced every test. I'm not different now. Please don't do that. I don't know, but just a lot of frustration getting out of here in this podcast episode. So something that I also need is I need really clear intentions. I don't like implications. I don't like it when things could mean different things. Like, for example, something that I still don't really enjoy is when someone has has a bag of chips. Like, they have a bag of chips, they're eating chips, and they're offering me some, but they don't say, like, hey, you want some? They just hold the open bag out towards me. Because in my mind, that could also mean you're just showing me how much you've had already. Or like, hey, look at this chips that I got. Like, I already ate half of it. It's like paprika powdered. Flavored. Like, I'm like, are you offering me or not? Because I feel awkward if I take one and someone goes like, oh, I wasn't offering, but you know, go ahead. I'd be like, oh, that's so uncomfortable. But the thing now is, since I'm considered like a jokester because of my work and all that, I literally look at them and I like jokingly say like, oh, are you offering me or just showing me? And people will be like, you silly, funny joke guy. Why would I be showing it to you? Of course I'm offering. I'm like, hi, I definitely knew that. Definitely knew that. I'm not gonna lie, most of the time I did not. But I've gotten to the point where I believe that no one is showing me the inside of their bag of chips, so I usually just accept some if I wanna. Yeah, so I like very specific stuff. It's the same thing with like, actually yesterday I was talking to my friends and they were like, adults in relationships usually don't do the thing where they're like, hey, are we now officially boyfriend and girlfriend or officially partners, or officially girlfriend and girlfriend? You know, just say partners, you know, everyone. Like, are we officially dating? A lot of people don't do that because it's just implied. I hate that. I hate that. We were also talking about dates and one of my friends was like, yeah, you know, we were just going on like dates, this and this, but we never said it was a date. And I'm like, how do you know it's just like a normal appointment then? If you do not say, hey, would you like to go on a date with me? Then to me, I have no clue what the fuck you're doing. I'm sorry. Oh, swear. Oh, I'm not getting paid for this episode anyway. It's fine. And like, I like that clarity. I like that clarity. Like, you need to be pretty freaking specific with me. The thing is, people don't mind. And that's lovely. Like, the people that I'm with, I'm like, it's lovely when someone like asks a question that I can interpret in like four ways. I'll literally just tell them, I don't know how to interpret your question. They're like, oh, it's like this. I'm like, okay, cool. But obviously I'm making it sound like this happens all the time, but this is like a rarity for me, right? Like, it's not like all the time, if that makes sense. Another thing that I got that my mom also has this. And I think I think we all have this one, actually. I think we all share this one. We're all exceptionally honest. I don't like lying. I have something strongly against lying. Now, what I don't care about is keeping the truth to yourself. Like, if you want to keep something to yourself, you want to keep something a secret, I think, you know, depending on what the secret is, that's fine. I do not like lying, though. However, I don't have an issue with wording your words in such a way that you're technically not lying, but also not telling the full truth. That, to me, is no issue. But it is an issue to me if you lie. Like, if you're like, hey, what did you do yesterday? And you're like, oh, I was just at home, but you're not. I'm like, oh, I don't like that. But if you word it, like, for example, when I lived at home, I was like a teenager. My mom wanted me to go to bed early, like, all the time. But I would be, like, up until, like, 4 a.m. And at some point, my mom, like, she kept getting upset with that. And at some point, she asked me something along the lines of, why did I hear you downstairs at 4 a.m.? And I said to her, did you know that some people need to pee at night? I wasn't saying that, and she, like, her reaction was, oh, okay, never mind. But I didn't say I had to pee. No, I was still up. I didn't have to pee. I simply didn't answer her question and just asked, hey, did you know that people pee at night? It's a bit of a redundant question because, yeah, of course she did. She pees like 7 times a night. But she was like, all right, I didn't lie. And for some, I know that's not technically telling the truth, right? But that to me, because I'm so literal in everything, that to me, I don't care about too much. Depending on what it is, of course. Like, if you did something horrible, that's not good. Now, it's not like that I never lie, because I feel like saying you never lie is a lie in itself, but I think I'm, like, truthful, like, 99% of the time. And I think that's also why I can connect with you, for example, like my viewer, because you hopefully know that every crazy story I tell is true. Like, I exaggerate the way I speak to, like, and try and make it sound better, but nothing I ever tell is a lie. Unless it is, like, obviously a script and you know that it's a script, but that's just kind of like writing a story, you know? But everything I tell you is the truth. I don't lie about things. And that's the same with people that know me. They know that when you ask me something, unless I tell you, like, I don't want to answer that, you'll get the truth. You'll get the truth. And I like that about myself, to be fair. I like honesty. another thing is that I already had this one. Oh my God, no, I was way ahead of my schedule. Like, extremely obsessed about things. Was supposed to come up now, according to my notes. Here's a really interesting thing, though, that I found out not everyone has, but some people with Asperger's, for example, like myself, do. And that is that I hear, like, a symphony of sounds, like, 10 minutes before I fall asleep. I thought this was a human thing that everyone has. I remember it was 2017, and I was 2017? I was living in Amsterdam, and I was talking to some friends that I actually stayed the night with last night, and I don't know how I came up with it, but I was like, yeah. And then, like, I think someone was saying something a lot. I was like, ah, now I'm going to hear it in my sleep sounds. She was like, you're what? Like, you know the sounds that you hear before you fall asleep? She's like, you mean your dreams? I was like, no, you just like the sounds that you hear before you fall asleep. And they all just look at me, like everyone in the room. We were like four people-ish. And they're like, the hell are you on about? Like, the sounds you hear before you fall asleep. And I explained it, and apparently, that's not common. So basically, what I have is around 10, 15-ish minutes before I fall asleep, I will hear, like, a remix of sounds that I've heard throughout the day. And I know they're not actually there. It's not like they're in the room. I know that they're in my mind, but I'm not the one thinking them, if that makes sense. They're, like, small snippets of sounds that I've heard throughout the day. So you'll hear something along the lines of, like, voices, but also, like for example, like, tapping on a phone, like, I'll hear, like, tapping, and then I'll hear, like, a keyword, like, and I'll hear my own voice going, like, yes! And then someone else's voice, Quentin? Like, I'm just gonna try and make the sounds. We're gonna, like, mimic all the sounds with, like, cars and stuff. So it's gonna sound weird, but it pretty much imagine this. Bing! Like, Quentin. Yes. I just hear like stuff that I've heard throughout the day. And I thought everyone has that. But that's not the case. It's just like a few people. And I talk to other people who have like the autism label. I'm like, hey, do you have like the sleep? Do you have the sleep sounds? And they're like, of course, doesn't everyone? I'm like, no, that's the thing. Not everyone has the sleep sounds. But it doesn't bother you. It's kind of fun, actually. Especially like when you used it. Like I've only had it like every day for the like my whole life. So it's just strange to know that not everyone has that. Like to me, it's just such a normal thing. And then to find out that you might not have that, that's strange. Now, I'm not saying that if you do happen to have that, like, oh, you have autism, that's it. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of immediately drawing, like, conclusions in, like, self-diagnosis because I feel like that can be pretty bad for you. But I don't know, maybe. Do you have that? I would actually love to know. And that's actually what I'm going to end this podcast episode on. I talked briefly about it, about the whole thing. It doesn't really limit me. It really just gives me, like, more insight and clarity and, like, a different way of thinking when I do my job as a social media creator because I'm so obsessed. I can think of things, like, differently, making like my creative side a little bit different from others. And analytically, I can just look at data and just almost immediately understand it. So it doesn't limit me, but I do want to ask you, do you hear sleep sounds before you fall asleep? Tweet me at Quentin Hyde to tell me. Leave it in the YouTube comments if you're on YouTube. And also, I have a Discord. The Discord is genuinely awesome. It is if you're just listening, it is bit.ly, as in bit.ly/QuentinHyde_Discord. Join it. It's such a fun group. Everyone there is lovely. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Quentin Hyde Podcast. I'd love to see you next time. Bye-bye.